these guys back.
No, no, come on.
Yeah, move there. No, no, back there, go. Behind the line. Behind the line, please, Frank. Put another couple of meters. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming this afternoon. Now, a series of newspaper articles, radio and television items this week about New Zealand First election funding are unsubstantiated rubbish. None of the claims made in any of the items contained evidence that New Zealand First has acted outside the law. Every donation New Zealand First has ever received has been legal, and no individual has ever personally retained any donations. Any suggestions that we were influenced by donations over our racing industry policy is clearly ridiculous, because we wrote the policy many years ago. Other suggestions that we were influenced by donations from the fishing industry are also ridiculous, because we have always argued for the New Zealandisation of this industry. The allegations have been baseless. One, the Glen contribution went to my barrister, Brian Henry. As soon as I learned of it, I informed the Prime Minister and alerted the media. Two, the issue of taxation on this contribution is without merit. Legal experts have said so. Three, no gift duty is payable. Gift duty is based on the laws of the country where the donor is domiciled. Four, no declaration of pecuniary interest is required. This was made clear by the official advice given to Nick Smith, as he revealed in the House this week. Five, the ballot check is lawful. Six, the Robert Jones claim that he gave $25,000 to New Zealand First. First of all, the check was made out to the Spencer Trust. Second, the check was not made out to New Zealand First. Third, I have been advised by party officials at the time that there is nothing New Zealand First is required to disclose arising from the Spencer Trust. Now, point seven, neither I nor my barrister has any involvement with the Spencer Trust. And eight, the claim that the 1997 Cushing case settlement of $125,000 was paid by, and I quote, the New Zealand Herald, an anonymous donor, end of quotes, is untrue. I paid the costs and have offered to show the reporter in question the details. This offer has not been taken up, and no withdrawal of that claim has been published. So, what's this controversy based on? Nothing. It is simply aimed at discrediting New Zealand First and its leader. New Zealand First is entitled to all the same protections and defences of the law of any legal personality in this country. Likewise, it has the same obligations. But New Zealand First is not going to subject itself to demands not required of or demanded of any other political party or leader. What you are left with is a campaign of innuendo, misrepresentation and character assassination promoted by some particular interests for their own purposes. These campaigns have been going on for a long time, and since 1991. And they have always failed. They no doubt will continue. They no doubt will fail. New Zealand First is again caught up in the centre of a power struggle for control of the country's resources in 2008. And we are sure that the people will be actually aware of what will happen to their pensions, wages and strategic assets if this protection is lost. I intend next week to meet the Prime Minister and advise her of the facts. And today I'm here to deal with the allegations that you have individually and collectively made. Any questions?
What did you use the Spencer Trust for? What was the reason for it?
I've just given you a total answer to that with
what
respect.
What was the reason for the Spencer Trust? Did it pay for New Zealand First?
I just told you, if you want to know that, ring up the Spencer Trust. I have no involvement with that trust.
But you solicited that money.
Again, that's a false allegation.
So who solicited the money, Mr. Peters?
Well, look, with respect, I'm asking you to deal with the allegations that you've made that are on the table now, and I'm happy to answer those.
I am dealing with that.
But please don't come on a fishing expedition without any evidence as to what you're saying. I don't intend to answer those sorts of allegations.
Bob Jones solicited the money.
And he said it was the New Zealand.
With respect, Bob Jones went public on New Zealand television months before he ever gave any money to New Zealand First and told the whole wide world that he was going to finance New Zealand First, or rather finance Winston Peters, if he started a party. You all know that. Television has a transcript of it. Second, he made it public well after that as well. I did not solicit money from Bob Jones. He announced, as you well know, from the television transcript, that if I should start a political party, or Mike Moore was to start a political party, he was going to fund it. That is the fact.
But if you're here to clear up these questions, I mean, can you tell us, please, what that money from the Spencer Trust was actually used for?
Well, you've got to ask the Spencer Trust that. And the second thing you've got to ask is, was
well,
the...
What are we asking the Spencer Trust, Mr. Peters?
Well, you're not going to go beyond the veil of the law with respect. We all have the same protections as you have. If you want to know... Don't overtalk me. If you want to know the facts, ask the right people. Don't expect someone who doesn't know to answer your questions.
What the money was used for?
My officials would, and they have said that there's nothing to disclose.
Mr. Peters, do you seriously believe that people are meant to believe that you don't know what the Spencer Trust is used for?
Yes, I do. You know why? Because those are the facts.
We asked your brother yesterday and he wouldn't answer the questions.
Well, Audrey, you should show a bit of knowledge, experience and a bit of common sense. Right? Go and ask him again.
Well, who are you to ask, Mr. Peters? Because he won't answer it, you won't answer it, so we're left with asking no one.
You're entitled to ask all the questions you like.
Yeah, but you're not answering.
Well, how can I answer them if I'm not in charge of the trust?
Because you know what that trust is using the money for.
Sorry, I don't.
Really?
Well, I just said, no, I don't.
So do you believe it was reduced for paying any New Zealand First bills?
I've asked of my officials, is there something to disclose here within the law? The answer is, no, there is not.
But the question is, do you think it has been used to pay for New Zealand First bills?
I want to make it very clear to you. You're not going to go beyond the law as respects every political party and its leader on a wild fishing expedition and get a response. If you want to make allegations, if you want to make allegations, you provide the facts behind what you're saying.
So why would Bob Jones lying that when he says that he gave money to New Zealand First at your request?
Bob Jones gave, I think, to the best of our knowledge, and I think I'm right here, and it's nothing like the sum he said, but he gave a sum in 1993. He announced months before that, even before there was a party formed, that he would do that. And I went to him and said that every potential subscriber to New Zealand First, all those people out in the countryside and in the cities of this country, think that you have financed this party. It's not true, but you went public and said that, to which he provided a cheque of $50,000. I do not believe that I solicited it because he announced it, and since then has told countless people around this country, that he has paid money to New Zealand First.
But he said before, that he gave a cheque a month before the election, that he drank, that he had drinks with you before the 2005 election, and that you approached
him. Let me just first of all say, that is laughable. If you actually think about it, practically speaking, with all sorts of political parties in the room, was this likely to be the case? Bob's memory is failing him here. However, he paid a cheque, as I just set out, right? He says, and I believe it was a company he was in charge of, to the Spencer Trust. He did not pay a cheque to New Zealand First. The details are important.
Mr. Peters, he's confused about this because he thinks he paid a cheque to the Spencer Trust who were acting on behalf of New Zealand First.
Oh, look, with respect, you've got one of New Zealand's most wealthy men.
$25,000.
You've got one of New Zealand's most wealthy men. Who's got enormous experience about many things, but most of all about how to make money. Do you think he could have perhaps gone back and examined the facts before he said
He's done this, and he says he has a cheque, but prior to the 2005 general election, $25,000 written to the Spencer Trust.
That's right.
Which he believed was acting on behalf of New Zealand First. He's now written to your party president for clarification because he's bewildered now about where that money went.
Well, let's get a few things sorted out first of all. Dale Jones was not the president at the relevant time. Second, Mr. Jones has had an independent person, I'm told, examine the details behind what he has said, and he has sent an email back to that person acknowledging that fact. That's where we are today, not with innuendo and misrepresentation,
but with fact.
So I
don't understand that. So are you saying that he didn't get that $25,000 check to the Spencer Trust? Is saying that check doesn't exist or that payment was denied?
No, what he said relating to the check but is a fact. But what the allegation was that somehow the money wandered off somewhere else. That was the clearly libelous and defamatory inference that was taken by certain journalists. He now knows today, as he did last night, that that is not true.
What is not true? What does he know today about where that money
That the inference taken by one Phil Kitchen, as interpreted from his conversation with Bob Jones, is absurdly not true.
So what does Bob Jones know? Let's talk about the positives.
Well, what he knows is what I've told you.
Where did the money go? What did you tell him? Where did the money go?
Well, Bob Jones wrote a check to the Spencer Trust. That's where the money went.
And what was it spent on?
Well, you've got to ask the trust that.
As to
Mr. Jones's concerns as so widely misinterpreted by the media, they have been put to rest.
Is it $25,000? Do you know how much it was?
Well, Bob says it's $25,000.
What do you think it is? You don't know?
Well, with respect, if Bob says it's $25,000, then it's
$25,000. How much did Bob Jones...
No, I have not. I don't intend to talk to anybody outside of the party on this matter so that you can say that I'm trying to collude with your independent witnesses.
Isn't it in your interest, though, to find out where that money went and what it was spent on? Because you're being accused of having this...
It's in my interest to find out whether the law has been complied with. And I have.
How much money do you think that Bob Jones gave New Zealand First? He said there was that $50,000 in 93.
Oh, well, it's nothing like $175,000. We've never been the beneficiary of that sort of money. I think, to be honest, I can't confirm that. And Bob seems to be not certain himself, but I don't believe it's anything more. And don't quote me on this, because I haven't got those books, but I think it's $75,000 all up since the party's been going.
So does that include that Spencer Trust of $25,000?
Well, it must do if Bob Jones just said that the $75,000 he's talking about, if you're talking about Bob Jones's money, is $50,000 to New Zealand First back in 1993, and no other money. But, you know, I just don't know that. And Bob hasn't given me any details on that because I don't believe that's the case. If it was in any way disclosable, then we would have done what we first did. Or if it wasn't, then that leaves me with a bit of difficulty. But, you know, I want you to go and ask Bob Jones that.
So why isn't it disclosable?
You're a serious journalist. You're meant to be in politics. You know what the law is. That's what the law says.
It was a political donation over $10,000. Why wasn't it disclosable?
I've got somebody here who hasn't understood the first facts. He made the check out to the Spencer Trust, okay? That's why it's not disclosable, Audrey. And I'll go through it one more time with you very slowly. He made the check out for $25,000 from a company that I believe he is in control of to the Spencer Trust. That's why it is not disclosable.
That's just a backdoor donation to the party, isn't it, Mr. Peterson? You've campaigned against secret trusts.
No, I haven't. What I've campaigned against are those massive donations that are there to buy policy and buy favours. And Bob Jones will tell you one thing, that all the time I started New Zealand First, before and after, he's ranted and railed against my policies. That's the fact here.
Can you tell us at least, though, Mr. Peters, whether any of that money from the Spencer Trust was in any way used to fund New Zealand First?
What I can tell you is that the officials in charge then say there is no thing to disclose. And you are not going to treat New Zealand First different to any other... No, you're not going
to
treat New Zealand... It may be a simple question, but that would represent a simple mind. You're not going to go beyond the law here and get away with the kind of innuendo that some of your colleagues have. You're required to treat me and my party the same as any other leader and any other political party. That's all I've ever asked for.
$25,000 was spent on... But then $25,000 was spent.
Pardon?
You're not addressing the facts, because you say it didn't need to be disclosed. We can accept that. But can you tell us, in the interest of transparency, whether any of that money was used to pay...
What I've told you was that I've been to New Zealand First, the people at the time, and that's my advice. Have I gone and forged through all the books? No.
You must know where that $1 of it has gone on New Zealand First. You must know that.
Sorry. That is for my officials to disclose. And if it's not disclosable, then like every other political party, that's the way you'll treat us.
But why haven't they told you? You've had all day to this press conference. You've had all week knowing what the allegations are. Surely you should come up with information.
What, for some questions that are not based on the law?
Because you said you'd clear this up today.
No, with respect, Mr. Garner, you come and base your questions on the law and the facts, but you're not going to get away, where this party is concerned, with a wild fishing expedition that goes way beyond the entitlement of New Zealanders to support political parties if that is their wish, and anonymously if that is their wish.
Whose idea was the Spencer Trust to defend? Whose idea?
Well, go and ask them.
I'm asking you because you've known about
it. No, I'm saying go and ask them.
Seriously, no conversations with your brother about the Spencer Trust.
Sorry?
Your brother hasn't spoken to you about the Spencer Trust at all.
No, you go and ask them.
What? I'm asking you. If he's told you, you would know about it. Have you had a conversation with your brother about the Spencer Trust?
No, I have not. Now you go and ask him.
Whose idea was the Spencer Trust, Mr. Peters? Very simple.
I'll say it one more time, Mr. Garner. You asked it four times. For the fifth time, here's my answer. Go and ask him.
When did you first find out about the Spencer Trust, Mr. Peters?
Sorry?
Who's in charge?
Go and ask them, Audrey.
When did you first find out about the Spencer Trust, Mr. Peters?
Well, when this issue rose at the moment.
What was the first time?
No, look, the party has a lot of association over many years with a lot of people. But if you were to step up here and ask me, when did you first hear of so-and-so, then I cannot answer you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Peters. It seemed to me that you said you'd only first heard of the Spencer Trust when it was raised in the media in the last few days. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying to you that I will correct you because you're wrong.
When
you're wrong, you're wrong, Mr. Guy, when you're wrong, you're wrong.
Just tell me, Mr. Peters,
you don't get it right out of a wrong.
Next
question. You've asked that question 1,000 times.
We've been waiting for an answer.
I said it came to my attention just in the last few days, and that's why I'm answering you.
No, but that doesn't answer the question. When did you first know about the Spencer Trust? If it wasn't your idea...
I'm sorry, Mr. Garner, I've just told you. We have, my barrister and I, no involvement with the Spencer Trust, full stop. Don't waste this press conference time asking the same silly question when you've got the complete and total answer.
You and your barrister should know about it. Did the party have any involvement or know about?
Ask them.
I'm asking you.
Oh, look, with respect, I'm the leader of the party. I don't do all those sorts of things at all. No leader can do that.
Was the Spencer Trust news to you over the past 24 hours, or did you know about it before then?
I'm going to say one time, Mr. Garner, you go and ask them. Because I've already answered your question 5 times, and please don't waste this press conference. Otherwise, if nobody else got any other questions, I'll move on.
Well, I'm curious as to how one can make a donation to the Spencer Trust that is not a political donation. How can a $25,000 donation to the Spencer Trust not be a political donation? Are you building schools in Africa with that money? In what way is
don't ask them whether they're building schools in Africa.
Mr. Peters, look, with all due respect...
Mr. Campbell.
Donation. Bob Jones thought it was a political donation. It looks like a political donation. Please tell me how it's not.
Mr. Jones has made a number of statements which, on hindsight, he will admit are not factual. One, as to the amount. Two, as to where it went. Three, as to any idea that it might have got somehow into my pocket, which was the inference that was made by the journalists of this country. Never, of course, called me about that, did they? Just said it. Now, that's where this rests. The fourth thing is, I've set out the facts. Now, if you want to make any allegations, stack them up, give me the law, and we'll have a conversation. But you're not going on fishing expeditions.
I'm asking a question, and the question is, how can you donate $25,000 to the Spencer Trust and it not be a political donation? In what way can it not be a political donation? Please tell me.
I gave you the answer.
No, I'm not sure you did.
Yes, I did. Listen very carefully again. Because of the facts that he's presented you with, that's my total answer.
If that $25,000 was spent on New Zealand First business and paid New Zealand First bills, then surely it is a deferable expense.
Can I ask you this question? On what do you base that statement?
I base it on the statement that if the money goes on from the Spencer Trust to cover New Zealand First expenses, it's a donation.
I'm asking you again, on what are you basing that statement?
I'm basing it on the statement that Sir Robert Jones said he thought he'd given $25,000 to New Zealand First via the Spencer Trust. Presumably that money was for New Zealand First. Presumably New Zealand First wanted to get their hands.
Sorry, on the facts of the documentation, you're wrong. Now, please stick with the facts. I'm entitled to assert that from you people, for the first time for a long time, where these allegations are concerned.
But shouldn't you be able to rule it out and say, no, not $1 of the Spencer Trust money was spent on New Zealand First funding?
With respect, that is the knowledge of other people and not me.
So
the only assurance I need is there anything that the party needed to have disclosed and did not? Answer, no. And that's where your question ends as well, with respect. You are not going to sit here without any facts, without any evidence, and go on with this behaviour. It's a disgrace. Oh, you asked me for the facts.
Yeah.
Did you ask me the facts when you made the allegation? No, you didn't.
The corollary of what you're saying is that Bob Jones gave this donation to New Zealand First, believing it was a political donation.
Audrey, you know Bob Jones
and
very...
It wasn't
Mr. Campbell, please don't have a press conference here when I'm... Excuse me. Come on, sit down. You're not going to have a press conference in my office.
I'm waiting for you to finish, Mr. Bennett.
Yes, well, turn the lights off and come over here.
Well, I haven't finished yet.
I'm happy to Audrey, you know Bob Jones well. You go and ask him.
Which I'm sure you have. Mr. Peters, when did you know about the Spencer Trust?
You've asked that question six times now.
Why
sorry.
Why can't you answer it?
You've asked the question six times. I've given you six answers.
Yeah, why can't you
all the same answer.
You haven't answered it.
It's the seventh time now. Pardon? Sorry?
Have any other donations,
gone to the Spencer Trust? On what are you basing that question?
Well, because that's
what
Bob Jones
said,
isn't it?
So you're basing on that?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's your standard of information gathering. Good on you.
So you're saying it hasn't received any other donations?
Go and ask them.
Do you know
but don't ask me when I've got no involvement with them.
Did money from the Ballard family go to the Spencer Trust?
You know, this is ridiculous.
Do you know?
Do you know the trustees?
Ask the Bellas. Don't ask me.
So the trustees and the trustees?
I don't know.
You don't even know if your brother's one of them.
I believe my brother's one of them, but he's not told me that. So there you go.
Haven't you got a problem when people have made... Audrey,
you're the one who's got a problem. You made an allegation that New Zealand First got a check. That was false. You've never admitted it. Then you made an allegation that I got it. That was false. You never admitted it. Then you've made a whole lot of other allegations, all of which appeared in your paper, and I've demolished all of them. You're the one, with respect, who's got a problem.
With respect, there was $100,000 from Owen Glenn that you got that you said you didn't get, and on pursuit of finding out.
And I didn't.
But
when it became clear, when I discovered that there could be an inference that you people would make, within the hour, I prepared a press statement, let it go, and told the Prime Minister the moment I knew. But what I said at the start still stands.
Do you think you've been straight up with the New Zealand public about when New Zealand First really gets its money?
Of course I've been straight up with the New Zealand public. More importantly, we've complied with all the laws. More importantly, with respect, this is a party that has underspent its parliamentary allocation by 2.75 million. Now, I know it may not count as winning for you, but it counts for us and this party's integrity. It's also a party that has brought members of parliament to parliament at 1/10 the price of other parties. It may not matter to you, but it matters to me and my party on the question of integrity. And do I trust the New Zealand public to understand this when I get to them? And you don't? Yes, I do.
It seems that there is a large amount of New Zealand finances that aren't open to scrutiny, so we can't actually find
it. Go and look at our returns for each election. We would be the lowest spending political party per MP by miles. Ms. Watkins, make such a statement when it's so at variance with the truth?
Recorded in those returns.
I beg your pardon?
Go
and ask the party.
Because a number of other trusts, for instance, the one that you often talk about, National Party Trust, the one to National Trust, is usually recorded on the Electoral Commission experience.
Oh, with respect, you've got no idea what's going on in the National Party. I do.
It's New Zealand.
You've got no idea what's going on in the National Party, but I'm not here to make allegations against other parties today. I'm here to answer for my party on the basis of the allegations that are set out in all the media in the last 2 weeks.
But even if you didn't have a legal and technical reason to disclose, do you think that you should have let the public...
Stop your question right there. Stop talking nonsense. If there's no legal or technical reason for anyone to disclose, that's where the question
so the
ends.
The public has no right to know that Bob Jones, Owen Glenn and the Bella family is donating to New Zealand First.
You just gave yourself the answer. You said if there's no reason to disclose, then shouldn't you have disclosed? Mr. Espinar, you know, if you're going to couch a question that way, then I'm afraid... We cannot expect much in journalism in this country if that's the way you're going to phrase a question.
Do you encourage your donors to donate just under $10,000 so that it doesn't have to be declared?
I beg your pardon?
Do you encourage donors to donate just under the threshold?
Donors donate as they wish.
Do donors who give to New Zealand First, can they be guaranteed that their donations actually end up in New Zealand First?
Actually, I regard that as a repugnant allegation, or be more fitting yourself, but not me and my party. And I'm not going to sit here and have you journalists get away with those sorts of allegations. I have put my career on the line countless times. I've been sacked from Cabinet twice and thought not a moment of it. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on public interest issues and suffered a lot of other things as well. I've counted them for nothing because I believe in the job I'm doing. But I am not going to take from you any allegation that remotely infers the kind of inference that you've just put on it. That is a disgrace.
Are you concerned at this, the issue or the ongoing...
I spent more money than you and all the people in this room put together on public purposes. I think you should actually be a bit ashamed of that allegation.
Why did you reassure Bob Jones that his money went to New Zealand First, where he thought it was going?
Well, dear, why don't you listen? You were told that during this press conference.
But presumably, since you don't know and we don't know what the Spencer Trust does, Bob Jones gave $25,000 to a trust that no one has any idea... What it does? Why would you do that?
Well, what does the Waitemata Trust do?
As far as the National Party, and it's actually declared in their statements. They say it's used to fund the National Party. You won't even tell us.
Guy, and I've been around the politics of Darn Sight longer than you. I know that that statement is not correct either.
Mr. Peter,
I know because I was a front bencher for the National Party and was concerned as to what I was seeing. But I'm not here to answer those allegations. That'll wait another time.
So Bob Jones was told, was he, that he was donating to a trust that he wouldn't have any idea of how the money was going to be used?
Well, here comes your answer to your question. Someone was told to pay the money to A, but he wrote the cheque to B. This is ridiculous.
No,
that's the inference of your question.
No,
that's the inference of your question. He paid a cheque, I'm told, by disclosure in the Don, to the Spencer Trust. Go and ask them. Actually, look, please let me move on to something else, because if that's what you're going to do, repeat the same old question, we're not going anywhere.
While we've been here, one of our producers has called Sir Robert Jones for clarification, and he wishes to go on the record and state that he thought he was making a donation to New Zealand First. He has absolutely no idea where the money went, and he thought that the Spencer Trust was a branch of New Zealand First acting on its behalf.
Now, with respect to Bob Jones, I don't remember the circumstances or the date, except in the circumstances which he gave would be absurdly not true. And even if you examine them, you'd say to yourself, well, this doesn't look like that could be true. And I think that Bob's memory on that is, forgivably not correct. But the reality is that what you've been told and what he wrote the cheque for is precisely what happened. And I can't answer any other questions. I'm required to answer the questions that are on the law and the facts. But I'm not going to go into wild speculation here.
So in terms of the facts, Sir Robert Jones believed he was making a donation to New Zealand First. Are you now telling him he wasn't?
Well, you know, if he was making a donation to New Zealand First, which is a clear analogy I gave you over here but apparently missed, then why did he write to the Spencer Trust?
Because he was asked to write to the Spencer Trust. But he believed the Spencer Trust... was a branch like...
I think you're just making up the facts as you go along. I don't believe is the case.
But you're asking us to believe that Sir Robert Jones made it out of his own volition to the Spencer Trust, a trust that you didn't even know about. We certainly didn't know. How do you know about?
Now, you asked me, do I know the details of the Spencer Trust? And I said, no.
Well, you
Did you know about the Spencer Trust, though, Mr. Peters? That was a question I've asked a number of times.
No, no, no. You didn't ask me that question. You asked me, did I know the details of this the other day?
No, I asked you when you first heard about it. When did you first know about the Spencer Trust?
Well, the Spencer Trust has been around for I don't know how many years, and I can't tell you when it was formed or what its construction is.
At whose insistence?
No?
You've known about it for some years.
Well, since then I've had someone let me know that how long it's been around, but I can't tell you what that is. I just don't know.
Can you just clarify, though? Have you known about the existence of this trust for years and years, or did you just find out from the media?
Well, look, I'm aware of the Wider Matter Trust, but I've got no idea when it was formed.
Another one with the Spencer.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to tell you. One doesn't know when a trust is formed.
Because
it's the nature of a trust. That's one of the features of it, for goodness sake. For goodness sake, one of the features of a trust is you would not know when it was formed, usually.
But you haven't just learned about it this in the past fortnight.
These circumstances, yes, I have.
No, but the existence of the trust you've known about for some time.
The existence, yes, but as to its details, it's who they are, what their purpose is, that is not within my purview. Please ask them.
So how long have you known about it?
Oh, goodness gracious.
You've known about it for some time.
Goodness gracious me.
Well, how can you say for some time without saying for how long? You just said you've known about it for some time. How long?
Is that your question?
Yeah.
Well, how long have you known about the alphabet? Come on.
Since I was a little kid.
Yeah, no. Give me the exact date. When you were one, when you were two, when you were three or four or five.
I'm not asking for the exact date. I'm asking for 10 years.
On your case, 10.
No, any other questions? No, I don't know if my question has been answered yet. I'm not going to ask
you've got your answer.
Specific date.
You have got your answer. Don't ask silly, repetitive questions when the answer has already been given to you.
Mr. Peters, do you believe...
I'll answer for what I know, but not what I don't.
Mr. Peters, do you believe that any of that money in the Spencer Trust has been used on New Zealand First activities?
I've asked my officials as to whether there is anything within the law that would cause me, at this press conference, to disclose anything to you. And the answer is no.
So does that mean then that Sir Robert Jones, who thought he was making a political donation, wasn't in fact making one? That he was giving the money to a trust?
You know something about it? You know what's amusing about this? Bob Jones has given massive amounts of money to the Labour Party, to the National Party,
and other political parties.
And I find it a bit fascinating now that he doesn't know, apparently according to the newspapers, and I've yet to speak to him, what it is he was doing when he wrote a check out. Now, maybe sometime when I can excuse myself from this event and I can speak to him independently, I'll find out. But I don't know why he's making the statements he's making now.
Why did the party set up the Spencer Trust?
It didn't.
Who says it
like
that?
Go and ask them, for goodness sake.
Who asked?
The people who set it up.
Who are they?
Next question, please. I mean, I'm not going to put up with this absolute nonsense.
But it's farcical.
Yeah, your questions are farcical. Your first question was, did New Zealand First set up the Spencer Trust? No. So what's your next question?
Who?
Hey? No, I am treating you like a joke, actually. Yeah, that's true. Because what you've done is gone out there in a reef fish feeding frenzy amongst yourselves, interviewed each other, constructed all sorts of innuendo and character assassination around the story, and I come here asking you to put one fact on the table, and you cannot. Now, with respect, you're an investigative journalist. What does that mean? It means you find out the facts and present an unassailable story based on the facts and the law. You've done nothing of the sort, and you're sitting here now bleeding to me to try and construct your story. Well, I'm not going to do that, because I do not and have no, as every other leader in this country has, any such requirement to make your myths into a fact.
It's not really a myth, though, is it?
It is, actually.
Are you happy for the police to investigate?
Well, you tell me what they'd base that on.
Well, on the fact that Bob Jones thinks he gave New Zealand First a donation, and you say...
Look, the police are not so naive or uninformed or unprofessional. Their first examination would be on the basis of the check and where the check was assigned to. I think that story falls over right on the basis of that evidence for a start.
Given that Bob Jones is likely to be watching one channel or other, or listening to the radio or reading the paper at some stage the next 12 hours, tell him what he gave the money to. What did he give the money to? $25,000 in 2008.
No. I'm here to defend those allegations that you have made over the last few days, and now you're coming along and asking me to put myself in Bob Jones's mind. You go and ask Bob Jones that, not me.
Well, he thinks he gave the money to New Zealand first.
You go and ask Bob Jones that, not me.
Well, we have asked Bob Jones that, and that's what he told us.
Well, so why are you putting it to me?
Well, because I wonder then, can you clarify to him what he gave the money to?
You know, you're having a slow day. It's on the check. It says, I think, but don't quote me, the Spencer Trust.
You said you asked for it.
That's what he... No, excuse me. That is not correct either. Bob Jones told you and everybody else for a long period of time, over decades, that he was subscribing to New Zealand First. I never, ever went to Bob Jones in 1993 and asked for anything.
What about 2005?
Yeah, but again, Bob Jones had made those statements all the way through to 2005. This is a unique circumstance. I'm not criticising Bob Jones, but you know as well as I do that he has never failed to tell people what he's doing.
Why on earth, Mr. Peters, didn't you just take the money from New Zealand First and declare it? Why go through this circuitous route with this trust that you know nothing about? Why didn't you just get $25,000?
Guy, and why are you making up a story just off the top of your head?
Why didn't you just...
Now, why are you making up a story again off the top of your head?
I'm asking you, Mr. Peters, why you...
And that's my reply. And that's my reply. Why are you making up a story straight off the top of your head with not one fact to support it?
I'm not. I'm asking
you... You are. You are, and don't repeat the same question with respect. Find a new one.
Can you just clarify then, did you ask, in 2005, did you ask Bob Jones for a donation?
No. Bob Jones had made it very clear a long time back. I know what the sequence is here. He is unique in this circumstance. We all know it. He went public from the very word go, and he repeated it on the way through. This is not our, as you say it, but that is what's unique about Bob Jones. I'm not criticising him at all.
So I
know Bob and the way Bob sometimes acts, and he's made no secret of himself. But you're asking me to explain a circumstance, which, if you examine the history of it all, is so darn obvious.
Mr. Peters, under the electoral rules, donations under $10,000 don't have to be declared unless your party is aware that the same person is giving you more than amounts that total more than $10,000. Was your party unaware that the Vella family was donating regular amounts under $10,000?
You know what's unique about this question? You repeated to me the law. I've got nothing to base that question on. At all.
I mean, there's nothing to base that question on. There's been all sorts of reports in the paper.
Look, all you've got to base that question on, my friend, is your ignorance. Now, please don't come here at a press conference when you're meant to be a journalist, seriously qualified to ask the questions and present the public to the truth, and start asking ridiculous, stupid questions which are not based on any law or fact.
Are you worried that this controversy may overshadow your hosting Condoleezza Rice show?
No, I'm not, because I've just sat here today to see whether you turkeys got any feathers to fly with, and I found out you've got nothing. As I've asserted since I was overseas, and I'm asserted I'm back here. Don't you feel rather ashamed of yourself for that?
I don't think so.
Thank you very much. And are you still with the National Party? Are you still with the National Party?
No.
Well, yes, you were. Why don't you tell us about them, mate?
Searcher. Good day.